Hello.
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your communities and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
All right, African-American, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Definitely.
Are the chances 50?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right,
vote.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, so would you mind sharing your age?
54.
54. All right, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, a 10 means you're truly motivated to vote?
10.
10, all right. So would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than the previous elections? Are they less important or about the same?
About the same.
About the same, all right. So regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
All right. So generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, think about the same, or getting worse?
About the same. Well, about the same from what? Better than what? Worse than what?
Well, I think it's just in general, but if you would like, you could compare it to maybe like when President Biden was elected president, like from then to now, how's your personal economic
better.
Situation has been? Or you can just say
better.
In general, getting better? All right,
better.
Thank you.
Better.
All right. So thinking about the issues facing your community as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two options if you would like. So the list goes, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 public school education, combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, border security, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
I would say gun safety.
All right.
I did not have anything on there about voting, but I feel like voting rights is very important as well. So since you didn't have that option, I would say abortion.
All right. Thank you. And also thank you for that little feedback. So now I'd like to rate kind of your feelings, now I'd like you actually to rate some of your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you like them, you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them. A 0 means the opposite, so you basically don't like them. And a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion about them or don't know them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that if you would like so. So the first one is Democrats in Congress.
80.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Cornel West?
20.
Hakeem Jeffries?
90.
Tim Scott?
10.
Kamala Harris?
90.
Donald Trump?
0.
And Joe Biden?
90.
90, all right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. So have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot, only some, or only a little?
A lot.
All right. And from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, does this make you more favorable towards them or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
All right. And would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about him and his administration that makes you feel more favorable towards him?
I've heard about what they're trying to do, what they've done with prescription drug costs. I've heard what they are doing with trying to erase student debt, lower the price of college. I've heard what they're trying to do with gun reform and the laws on that. I've also heard what they've tried to do with border security, and the Republicans in Congress are not allowing them to do that. That's just the name of you.
All right. Well, I mean, thank you so much. That was a very complete answer. I truly do appreciate it a lot. All right. So would you say that you've heard about what he's done with, or what they've done in general, about like prescription drugs, student debt, making college more affordable, the laws on gun reform and border security, and et cetera?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. And
also
the
abortion. And also the
abortion. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. And rights to abortion. All right. Thank you. So, now, for like the opposite, would you mind sharing what you've recently read, seen, or heard about Donald Trump and what he's been doing? So have you heard like a lot about this, only some, only a little, or nothing?
I've heard nothing about what he's planning to do for the country. I've heard what he's planning to do for himself.
All right. So would you say you've only heard a little then?
Yes.
All right. So from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about him, does this make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
All right. And would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about him that makes you feel less favorable towards him or like them?
About retaliation against political opponents. I've heard what he'd like to do with making abortion 100% leaving abortion to the states. I've heard he said nothing about immigration or no policies, really. It's just no real policies. But I've also heard what he'd like to do with our criminal justice system about pardons and that the rights of the president not being immune to prosecution, things like that.
All right. So saying that he. All right. So do you mean that like about him commenting that he should be immune to prosecution because more power?
Because he's president. That the president is immune.
Prosecution because he is president. All right. Well, thank you so much for that answer as well. You're giving very complete answers. I truly do appreciate that so much. So
how much longer? How many more questions?
Yeah, we are about 75% done, so we are almost done, and the rest of the survey goes by pretty quickly. So now I'd like to read you what some other people have said they believe are threats to the African-American community, and if you could select out of the list, I'm going to give you two options that you think are the biggest threats to the African-American community as of right now. And so the list goes, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or a rising crime and violence?
Definitely the Supreme Court.
All right.
And Donald Trump getting elected.
And Donald Trump getting elected. All right, thank you. So now for each of the following issues, if you could please tell me if you either think Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or Biden would do a much better job dealing with this issue. And the first one is growing the income and increasing economic
opportunity. I'm getting another call. Can you hold on?
For sure.
Yes. Hello.
All right. Hi. All right, for sure. So the first issue is growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
I think Biden will do a much better job.
All right. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden will do a much better job.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Trump will do a much better job.
Implementing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden will do a much better job.
Securing our borders.
Biden will do a much better job.
All right. And bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Biden will do a much better job.
All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel/Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
More. It doesn't really make a difference.
No difference? All right.
Doesn't make a difference. No.
All right. Thank you. So as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to support him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I don't know who made that statement, but it's absolutely false.
All right. Well, his supporters said that. So would you say you strongly disagree with this or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
All right.
Strongly
thank you.
Disagree.
All right. So how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Is it like maybe very often, not often, or not at all?
Not from social media. I see it, but I don't consume it.
All right. So would you say not often then?
No, not often.
All right. Thank you. So when you do kind of consume social media, information from social media, do you get it from like maybe Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, YouTube, or TikTok?
I don't really get my news from social media, so I can't say that.
All right, no worries. So now switching gears a little bit, the last few questions we have are just for statistical purposes, so we're 90% of the survey. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Masters, all right. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. What is your marital status?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as being a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say moderate.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Is it like maybe twice a week or more, every week, or like once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
All right. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of them are white?
More than half. What was the more than half are white?
More than half. All right. So how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
I'm sorry. Did you say urban or suburban?
I said urban. Urban.
Urban. Right,
I live in
an
urban area, and it's still mostly white.
All right. Thank you. So were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
All right. And last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
What was the question?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of the day.
What organization are you with again?
I'm sorry?
What organization are you with?
We're with National Opinion Surveys. And my name is
National
Percy.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Mm-hmm.